This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Georgetown Town Council recently passed an ordinance making changes to explicitly allow for a new type of home, cottage homes, to be built in the community, a move supporters call a step forward for housing access in the area. But some in Georgetown remain against this type of housing, and specifically a proposed 20-unit project along Market Street. Delaware Public Media's Israel Hale has been following this story and offers a look at where things currently stand.
Georgetown recently passed a zoning ordinance change, paving the way for Little Living LLC's 20-unit cottage home project, drawing some controversy during public meetings over the decision-making process, which spanned over several months. Georgetown's Planning Committee first backed the ordinance change in October of last year. Georgetown Town Council didn't pass the zoning change until this February. Cottage homes can be confused with the tiny home housing concept that's recently garnered popularity, but there are some key differences. Tiny homes are typically defined as a home that's under 400 square feet. Cottage homes don't bear the same requirements and are typically bigger. Little Living's planned homes, for instance, come in at 460 square feet at the smallest, with two-bedroom units being over 600. Cottages often include second stories. Tiny homes are usually a single floor. Little Living founder George Maringolo says the homes are meant to be smaller than your average house, but that examples of the cottage setup vary across the country. This process in Georgetown to make building these homes possible included code updates meant to provide clarity for these cottage communities in the town's zoning rules, meaning Georgetown has officially opened doors for this type of housing within the town's borders. Georgetown's Community Development Director Brian Olsak explains what the code changes do and what they mean for this new housing being permitted.
This size of house was technically already permitted in town. We don't have any maximum or minimum size of a house, for instance. So if someone had a single lot and they wanted to develop a small house on it, they were already allowed to do that. What actually is allowed now is sort of the arrangement of these houses to sort of try to make it more flexible in terms of, especially of the oddly shaped lots that you might come across. So it basically allows these types of houses on lots that might not otherwise be able to accommodate them in the numbers that we anticipated or that we were anticipating in this ordinance. It also allows for sort of the decoupling of parking. So you don't have necessarily a single driveway with a garage, next to each of these little dwellings. It tries to, again, make the site design a little bit more flexible.
Supporters of cottage communities say they're an effective way to increase the supply of affordable housing. Georgetown Mayor Bill West cited the town's dire need of housing as a main reason that he supported the zoning change. Judd Malone, executive director of Springboard Delaware, the nonprofit behind the Georgetown Navigation Center, often called the Pallet Village, says that moves like these have impacts on more than just housing.
What that does is it opens up a fair amount of property. I haven't done a study of how many actual vacant lots would meet the criteria, but it's one more avenue for creating affordable housing, which Georgetown and Sussex County and Delaware desperately need. And this isn't a stopgap, primitive way of addressing the housing need. It's actually a very elegant way to create a very livable community, very attractive community, but make it available to people who've so far been excluded. So it is a big deal.
But some, like former town council member Sue Barlow, disagree. Barlow stressed at a recent town council meeting that housing values are of particular importance to Georgetown's aging population, which rely on money from the sale of their home to fund long-term assisted living care.
I want you to think about the older people, older homeowners in this town in Georgetown. We're facing much higher taxes because of the referendum we just passed. We also have other expenses that are going up constantly. But because of this zoning change you're talking about, the value of our property is going to plummet. Older people just know that we are just one serious illness or one accident away from a long-term visit to Harrison House. The houses are the value of our homes is what we're depending on to have a decent quality of long-term care, because that's what we have worked for all our lives.
And Malone acknowledges those concerns over property values, but argues that they shouldn't be an issue.
There's been opposition and resistance, but most of it doesn't make much sense. You know, there's complaints that it'll damage property values, said with a conviction that it's an absolute certainty. And yet, if you do any research, there is absolutely nothing that proves that. It's actually more the opposite. Affordable housing stabilizes neighborhoods. They don't drop property values. So
what council passed was simply ordinance changes to allow for cottage communities in Georgetown. What council passed was simply ordinance changes to allow for cottage communities in Georgetown. OLSAC says that Little Living will now be required to go through the application process for the project, just like any other development.
So basically, we expect to see some sort of submission regarding their plans for the properties, which we expect to be much more detailed and specific than we've heard thus far. So basically, they have to go through the site plan approval process, which means that they have to show us the orientation of all the buildings and the parking and the pavements and on the property, as well as utilities, where they will be going, the grading and the stormwater management that will be required as a part of that development as well. So this is the opportunity that the Planning Commission gets to actually review the site design and other features of the development. And then basically we'll either approve or potentially ask for revisions as a part of that process as well.
Members of the public will have the opportunity to comment on the project during the Planning Commission meeting and during an eventual town council meeting on the matter. Maringolo says he expects to submit his project's application to the town council in the near future, but no specific time frame has been given yet. Israel Hale, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Israel. Up next, Arts Playlist, and a look at New Light Theater's production of The White Chip. This is The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.